Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb Team, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. I'm your host, Reb T. All previous episodes and seasons are welcomely available at anchor.fm/RebT, the new link, anchor.fm/REBT. We are in 417. Dalad Yud Zayin, one of the great Mishnahs of Pirkei Avos. They're all amazing, but this one tells us to use our time wisely. We're using the Yad Avraham from Art School. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Yafa, this is Rav Yaakov talking, Yafa Shah Achas B'tshuva U'masim Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Chayei Ha'olam Haba. One moment spent in repentance and good deeds in this world is better than an entire lifetime in the world to come. One moment of tshuva and masim tovim, repentance and good deeds, better than all of the world to come. V'yafa shah achas shal kol ras ruach ba'olam haba mikol chaye ha'olam hazeh. And one moment of satisfaction in the world to come is better than an entire lifetime of pleasure in this world. It's all about using our time wisely and looking at what we have wisely. In this world, it's the time to do, the time to act, the time to get up and move, carpe diem, to seize the day, to seize the moment. Act as much as you can, do as much as you can, because in the next world there's no movement ability, there's no action ability, but in the next world, that's where all the satisfaction comes, all the reaping of the benefits, reaping of the rewards comes in the next world, that's what comes in the next world, and that's what you could benefit from in the next world. In this world is the action, and the next world is what you're able to glean from it, you know. And the difference between the two worlds is that we think about the next world, is that the next world is called the world of truth, the Olam HaEmes, the Olam HaEmet, the world that's full of actual realness, and everything is really backwards in this world. In the next world, we really see everything positively, and we see everything properly, and everything that happened in this world, we understand really in the next world. This Mishnah is a corollary of the previous one and further demonstrates the contrast between this world and the world to come. Rav Yaakov explains that the present physical world was created to allow man to fulfill the commandments of the Torah, to give him an opportunity to repent for his sins. The world to come was created solely to reward man for the good deeds he performs in this world. See Rav Rashi and Rambam commentary. Thus, the present world has an advantage over the next that allows for positive growth and change. We could accomplish more in one inspired moment here than an entire eternity in the world to come. Man can't effect any improvements in the state of his soul after death, but there are mechanisms put in place that further refine the soul. The cleansing fires of Gehenim, the movement of the righteous from one spiritual plane to the next, Simod Katan and Rashi and Ein Yaakov and Ritva. Also, when people do good deeds in the merit of someone, it also can help them elevate their soul. That's why spiritual growth is accomplished in the physical world. And we have to use our worldly affairs and use our time to make the positive traits, to make dividends that last forever. Don't waste your time on physical and negashmias things, but use it on spiritual ruchanias things in order to get the light of the world to come. Only after people leave this world, after 120 years, do they discover the truth many times, leaving him of the eternity to lament his mistake. Magen Avos says, you have to realize what to use with this world. There's a parable of two souls who talk to each other, and they eventually meet in the next world, and they see great honor on the one who did good and one who didn't do good. And they see, and they speak about how really this world was like Friday, where the next world was like Shabbos, and realizing that only through using the time properly could you actually get the benefits. And you also realize that you have to use your time wisely and understand you'll benefit mostly in the next world, not in this world. And that's why we say world to come has spiritual bliss more than this world. And it's talking about that it's an emotional tranquility, and is characteristic of a joyous state of mind, Rashi explains, in contrast to anger or sadness, which is termed heat. In the world to come, it's exquisitely pure continuum of unbounded existential bliss beyond the realm of human comprehension, as unknowable as the concept of fire is to fish, as Rav Bachya shows. And Rambam explains, a human being doesn't know the capacity to properly comprehend the goodness of the world to come. We can't understand its glory, beauty, and potency except for God. All the benefits the prophets predicted are only physical matters, which we'll enjoy in the Messianic era, but the goodness of life to the world to come has no value or comparison. There's no way to really describe it. Any pleasure man experiences during his physical life is tempered by the many troubles which beset him and by constant trepidation of death. Thus, even one moment of untainted pleasure in the world to come is greater in all aspects than anything we can have in this world, as Rashi explains, and we should be zocha to merit it. And it is so great and so difficult to achieve, but anything we do can bring us towards it. So we should do whatever we can to do as many actions as we can to get as much benefit as we can in the next world, God willing, after 120 years. Join us next time as we talk about proper timing here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.